This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Get the little ones, sit back, relax, and listen to the Mutual Audio Network. The following audio drama is rated G for general audience.
It's time once again for America's favorite show, The Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd, brought to you by DrFloyd.com.
Our journey retracing the events leading up to Dr. Steve shooting Dr. Floyd with some sort of mysterious device is nearing its end. We begin this episode in the secret lair of that nefarious evil mastermind, Dr. Steve.
Oh, fidget, can you taste that? Victory. We're so close. I've made my careful plan. I've used existing technology. I've figured out exactly how things work. And now I stand on the threshold of a brand new era. An era where an invention I've created actually works. And I'll use it to get rid of Dr. Floyd for good.
Yeah, all right.
But first, a test. Fidget, come here.
Yeah, what do you want?
Here, now I'll put this dog collar around your neck. Oh, stop squirming. It's not going to hurt. At least I don't think it will. There.
Why am I wearing it?
You're wearing it because you are going to be my first test subject. Oh, hush, you have to be, because I have to be the one to operate the device. Now, as you can see, attached to the dog collar around your neck is a clock. A clock that is in perfect sync with the one on my wrist. Now, I set the dial on the device to the desired setting. I aim the device at you.
No, wait.
And fire. It worked. He's gone. Now I wait.
And as Dr. Steve waits and we wonder where Fidget has gone, let's turn our attention to the secret underground laboratory of our hero, the world's most brilliant scientist, Dr. Floyd, who's just about to have a special visitor.
Dr. Grant, could you... Oh, looks like we have a visitor.
But this is your secret underground laboratory. Who else knows its whereabouts other than us?
And Dr. Steve.
Yeah, and Dr. Steve.
The only other person who knows where this lab is...
Hello?
Mayor Marjorie Pennybacker.
Mrs. Mayor, what a pleasant surprise. Come on in. You remember Dr. Grant and Chips.
Oh, I sure do. So good to see you all.
Greetings, Mrs. Pennybacker.
Hello, your mayorship.
To what do we owe the honor, your honor?
Oh, no, it is I who have the honor, Dr. Floyd. You see, last night, the Saddle River City Council voted unanimously on the recipient of the annual Key to the City Award.
Oh, my! That's the highest honor the city can bestow.
Yes, it is. And we've all decided that it was high time that you, Dr. Floyd, get the award.
Jumpin' Jehoshaphat, the key to the city? Me?
Yes, you, Dr. Floyd, for all the great accomplishments you've given to the city and the world.
I don't know what to say.
Say yes, and say you'll come down tomorrow morning and accept the key at a ceremony on the front steps of City Hall.
Well, yes, of course. Thank you, Mayor.
Excellent. I'll have my assistant call you to work out the details. See you tomorrow. Goodbye. Toodaloo.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Pennybacker.
Golly, the key to the city. Does this mean you can go in and out of City Hall anytime you like?
No, Dr. Grant. The key to the city is a ceremonial award. Though you do get a large replica key, but it doesn't open any locks.
Yes, the key to the city harkens back to medieval times when cities were walled with gates that were guarded by day. The key symbolizes that you are a trusted friend of the city.
I see. Well, congratulations, Dr. Floyd.
Yes, well done, Dr. Dr. Floyd.
Ah, shucks, thanks. Egad, it's tomorrow. What am I going to wear?
And as Dr. Floyd ponders on his outfit choices for tomorrow's Key to the City ceremony, let's check back in with Dr. Steve, who's counting down seconds in his secret lair.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Fidget, you're back. I sent you exactly 5 minutes into the future, and here you are. Quick, let me see the clock on your dog collar. Ha ha! Look at that, Fidget. My clock is exactly 5 minutes faster. This means that I actually did send you 5 minutes into the future. Yes, of course 5 minutes didn't pass for you, Einstein. That's because you were time traveling.
Oh.
Fidget. I've done it. I've created the perfect device to take care of Dr. Floyd for good, for good. Now, all I have to do is find out where Dr. Floyd is going to be, and then I can... Oh, brother, would you look at that?
What?
Out there, that newspaper boy is selling papers outside our lair again. Let me open up the window and chase him off.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Dr. Floyd to get Key to the City.
Hey, kid, I thought I told you to... Wait a minute. What did you just say?
I said, extra, extra, read all about it.
No, I heard that. What did you say after that?
Oh, I said, Dr. Floyd to get Key to the City.
That's what I thought you said. When is this happening?
Tomorrow morning on the front steps of City Hall.
Well, how about that, Fidget? I think we just found the perfect time and place to use my new invention to take care of Dr. Floyd for good, for good. Now beat it, kid.
Oh no, could Dr. Steve possibly be planning on raining on Dr. Floyd's Key to the City ceremony? Just what is he planning to do to Dr. Floyd with this new device he's invented? And what will Dr. Floyd pick out to wear to the Key to the City ceremony anyway?
Powder blue tuxedo with ruffles? What, too flashy?
Find out next time on the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd!
Episode number 810 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd starred Maura Quirk as Chips. www.mauraquirk.com. Vanessa Whitney as Mayor Marjorie Pennypacker. And Jonah Goldman as the newsboy. Music for this episode by Jody Whitesides, www.jodywhitesides.com. This episode was written by Grant Pachoco. Episode number 810 of the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd is copyright 2010, Grant Pachoco and Doug Price. All rights reserved.
Clear the airwaves! Clear the airwaves! It's time now for the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger secret message. Remember, kids, only children with the official Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Ranger secret decoder ring can decode today's secret message. You can get your own ring right now over at www.drfloyd.com/store. Okay, kids, grab your secret decoder ring and a pencil and paper and prepare to set your imagination to fun. Here comes today's secret message. And here is the Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd Imagination Nation Ranger secret message for episode number 810, The Key to Success. 6, 8, 25, 14, 7, 14, 8, 4, 12, 1, 8, 8, 4, 7, 9, 7, 12, 14, 5, 8, 20, 18, 14, 25, 18, 17, 14, 5, 8, 11, 6. And that was a secret message to you from Dr. Floyd himself. You can decode today's secret message only with the Imagination Nation Ranger secret decoder ring available to everyone at www.drfloyd.com/store. Get yours today and set your imagination to fun.
Hey, Fidget, you know what? I'm totally cool. Because I've just signed up for a Twitter account.
What?
Yes, it's at www.twitter.com/evilmastermind.
And what are you gonna do with that?
Well, I plan to send out totally inspirational and completely evil messages to all my followers.
Oh, brother.
Hey, look, if it worked for Richard Simmons, it'll work for me.
Don't just sit there. You're under strict orders to go to www.perari.com, hip.
There's a train headed your way. It's the Transcontinental Terror Express, pulling into the Mutual Audio Network Depot in October.
I'm Boris, your conductor. This train is powered by your favorite horror actors, writers, and producers who are dying to entertain you.
And I'm Igor. As your engineer on this trip, I can't be held responsible for any accidents, even if they're on purpose.
I'll make sure your ride is as smooth as the blood on a corpse's face.
You're no fun.
It's the best audio horror on the rails.
It always goes off the rails.
Be sure to subscribe to the Mutual Audio Network now so you don't miss a single scary Sunday.
And there are 5 Sundays in October, including...
Halloween!
5 wonderful weeks of fears for your ears.
All aboard the Transcontinental Terror Express.
We're working up a good head of scream for you.